You are about to embark on a new journey to expand your mind with the possibilities of healing through energy work. Energy is all around us, and our bodies are designed to self-heal. Together, they create the synergy that's needed to create positive change. You are your own healer. This free show and service provides the acceleration and activation that's already there. Relax and enjoy.
And now, here's your host, Jenny Storm.
Hey, how's everybody doing? How's everybody out there in Radioland today, tonight, or whichever dimension you're in, whatever time you're in? I am Jenny Satori Davis, and I will be your pilot for tonight, however haphazardly that may be. We are here just to heal and to enjoy one another's energy, and I'm so glad you're here tonight. I started the show, and there's already a lot of callers hanging on to speak with me tonight, and I'm like, my heart's a little bit like beep, 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 you know, like a little bit, you know, because I want people to know that as much as I am an energy healer, and oh yeah, a little bit about me, I am an energy healer and a shamanic practitioner and intuitive. But I am definitely human, you know, and off air, I curse, you know, I may be like a sailor sometimes, or I have emotions, I have, you know, really good days, like today, I'm just so happy, but I have bad days too, and I really want people to know that that is what you should be striving for, and not looking to be like some of the gurus or spiritual leaders out there who don't seem to look like there's any issues in their lives, and they're, you know, just so, you know, painted up just so, and just everything so awesome every day. I just don't subscribe to that, and I never will, and that's why, you know, if you know me at all, and if you're familiar with any of my past work and my YouTube videos, it's all about, like, just, you know, letting it all hang out. I don't even wear makeup on my YouTube videos, which is like, oh, my God, a no-no. But, you know, well, first of all, I'm lazy, right? But second of all, I don't want to appear to be something that I'm not, and something that is unattainable, you know, in this la-la land that we call the internet and so on. And speaking of La La Land, tonight we do have a special treat. There's a journey that I'd like to do for us tonight, and it's a journey to love. And I think there are some people that get a little bit like, huh, or iffy about shamanism. And they hear the word journey and they're like, ooh, you know, do we have to take some peyote or ayahuasca? What's the deal? And no to all the above. And also, you don't have to be Native American to partake in journeys. Shamanism has been around for tens of thousands of years, and there are many, many types of shamans out there. It's not just Native American. There are Siberian shamans, shamans from South America, you know, the Mayans used shamanism. I mean, the list goes on and on. And one of the things that I really have enjoyed doing is bringing out the beautiful traits of shamanism to an area where it might not see the light of day. You know, I think that in this mainstream now spirituality, which is a thing, you know, we've got lots of buzzwords, we've got, you know, lots of dogma taking place in spiritualism, like, really? What the heck? But it's all out there. And for me, shamanism gives such an autonomy that I think it's important to continue to bring out those traditions, but not in such a rigid way. And so I say to people that we really can use these tools in shamanism to create change. And part of what I do is that, and it's all rooted in shamanism, and as well as Qigong and some Reiki. But my style of healing is a combination of all of the above, but then it's my own brand of healing. And that's something we shouldn't forget either, which is it's okay to admire others and you know, take some of that with you. But at the end of the day, take your own experiences, your own opinions, really find that. And that's the magic, you know, your own unique stamp on things and your flaws, which we all have. You know, I think one of my biggest gets, you know, when people do like me, it's because of my flaws, you know, like, well, she's pretty humble or down to earth and maybe too much sometimes. But that's one of my things, you know, my little flaws among many, many others. But anyway, I'm sure you've heard enough blah, blah, blah from me for now. We are going to take our first music break. And right after, we're going to go on the journey. But I urge you guys that are holding to please hang in there. You know, if you'd like to continue to listen and go on the journey, you're so welcome to do that. And then I will be going to the phone lines, okay? And I will get to as many of you as I can. In fact, I see so many that I tried to extend the show past an hour, and it doesn't look like we can do that. But I will try to get to as many as possible. So with that, we're going to go on our first very quick music break, and we will be back right after if I can find my, oh my gosh, my, what do you call it, studio. Un momento, por favor. Yeah. Yeah.
Some days are diamonds, some days are rocks, some doors are open, some roads are blocked, and sundowns are golden, then fade away. And if I never do nothing, I'm coming back someday. 'Cause you got a heart so big, it could crush this town. And I can't hold out forever, even walls fall down. All around your island, there's a barricade. Half of me is ocean, half of me is sky. But you got a heart so big, it could crush this town. And I can't hold out forever, even walls fall down. rush this town, and I can't hold out forever. Even walls fall down. You got a heart so big, if you crush this town, and I can't hold out forever. Even walls fall down.
Welcome back, everyone, to Free Energy Healing. Tom Petty Walls. Yes, he is one of my favorites, so you will hear him very often on my show. Okay, so we are going to go on a journey tonight, and it's a journey to love, okay? And I just want to preface with this journey really briefly that, you know, in shamanism, journeys are, I say to think of it as a meditation so you're not intimidated, but journeying is different in that we do want to participate in some degree. You know, we want to clap our hands or stomp our feet. If you have a drum or a rattle or, and so on, you're encouraged to use that. You know, there's so much energy created and to be had when we're active in the journey. You know, and so there, what we're doing when we're journeying is we're going to non-reality, and there is such a place, and it comes from, it starts with imagination that we get there, because that's the easiest way for us to comprehend and feel like we can go there, you know, and so when we go there, we can create significant change for ourselves or for others. You know, we get the knowing and the wisdom that we need for ourselves. It's really self-healing, and healing for others, like I said, because that is how I work as well. So without further ado, let's go and get comfortable and grab whatever it is you like to use. My favorite is the tambourine, but I, of course, am going to use the rattles tonight. And I hope you enjoy this. We'll be back in about 10 minutes or so, and then afterwards we'll get to the phone lines for sure. Not a great host today. If you are listening and you would like to call in to get your free personal energy healing, you can do so at 516-666-9920. And the way I work is asking questions first, because I need to know exactly what you need. I am not going to be pretending to be a medical intuitive or anything like that. So it's very important to do that. I don't need anything else. I don't need your identity and so on. So go ahead and call in if you'd like to. I will get to the phone lines after our journey, and I hope you enjoy. Let us go on a journey to love today. We don't really have to travel to find love, to go to love, but we would like to be embraced by that love that's already there, that's always there, that isn't always seen. Let us realize that there are so many things that are unseen that do exist, and that journeying can bring us closer understanding this. Let us start our journey with loving ourselves. Let us acknowledge our toes, how they might curve funny, our legs, our torso, our arms, neck, head, ears, and really appreciate the intelligence that which created it. and realize that that is love. Love created you. Love is you. Love is the one pure energy, the universal energy that resides over everything in creation, that is in fact creation. Thank love. Thank our helping spirits today as we proceed now. In our mind's eye, we are going to walk to our closest door in our home. Once we get to our door, we open it, and we leave just as we always do. And as we're walking on our normal path, we come across a door. What does the door look like? Does the door have ornate etchings on it? Does it have crystals on it? What color is it? Is it wooden? Is it metal? Wonderful door. We open. And as we walk into it, we start to see a wide path that is just beaming with so much color and so much light. The path seems familiar, yet we don't think we've ever been here before. But we have. Admiring all the flowers and how large and vivid their colors are. And seeing some animals that perhaps you've never ever seen before. And of course our beautiful birch trees, standing highly, reaching towards the sky, standing as anchors and guides as we continue to walk through our path. And the path suddenly ends and there is a large clearing, and across that clearing is a beautiful body of water. That water is love. What color is love to you? Well, that is the color of the water. And absolutely excited to be a part of this, without realizing that we already are, we go into this water, one foot at a time, and feel the beautiful warmth around our ankles as we start to inch and submerge into this water. What do you feel like doing in the water? Would you like to do a handstand? Notice how every bit of the water encompasses you, envelops you, embraces you. This is the river of love and the river of life. They are the same. Bathe in it. And be healed by disappointment. Be healed by discouragement. Really feel that you are loved and supported. See the trees offering their blessings as well. Their flowering coming down into the water to support you. Let's pick up some of the flowers and feel them tickling our hands. What do your flowers look like? Absolute beauty. when we are just swimming and bathing and enjoying and recognizing that our true essence, our true source, comes right here from this river of love. You are never alone, and you are always supported by this love. So we come out of the water when we're ready, feeling so good, so pure, so clean, so refreshed. And we notice that there's a lot of chairs around a very, very large fire just to the left of where we are. And we head for it. And it is there we take our seats. We all join hands. We are all together right now. Doesn't matter what time you're listening to this, if you're not listening in real time, we are in non-reality and we can meet anytime we like. We are forming our spiritual community in a fellowship of love and support. So as you're holding hands and gazing across the circle to see others, you're realizing that this is love too. And you look into the eyes of the person next to you, and then the other side, the other person next to you. And you all exchange that knowing that you are supported by each other now. If you felt alone, you're no longer. Not that you were to begin with. So now we start to work on transfiguration. We start to see a small bit of light within ourselves, down into our stomach. A very small orb of light, and it begins to grow and grow inside us. And it gets brighter and brighter as it grows. And it is filling our entire body. We are starting to see right by the fire in the circle with our soul brothers and sisters, our true essences, our true beings. That light within absorbs all of the physical, and all we can see is the light in each other. And now we drop hands and raise our hands towards the sky. And we start to just emit and not send our own light. We just shine together. As we look around now, we can see that the light that seemed individual per person is now one large ball of light. And one energy is not distinguishable from the other. We are our own light. But we also are small portions of a bigger light, and then yet a bigger light, which is the pure energy and pure love that we all possess and we all come from. We have all been acquainted and initiated tonight, and we will meet again in this gathering place. feel free to go here anytime you like and to bathe in the river of life and love and to sit by the fire and glow and shine. So we bow our heads and thank every one of the people around us who have gathered. And we turn and we give our love, respect, and appreciation to the river of love. And we walk back towards the clearing that we came from. Now we're coming up to the part where we see our beautiful birch trees sort of aglow themselves, welcoming you back into the path that we started on. And we're going back on our path, careful to thank everyone along that path, every tree, every rock, every flower, thank you. And we go up and see our door, the beautiful wooden ornate door or the rusty metal door, whatever door you remember, and you open that door and close it behind you, and you're back in front of your home store, where you enter and you head back to your body and get right back into it with more confidence and more knowing and more knowledge of the one true source that is available to us at all times. The pure love. And we wiggle our toes and fingers and we breathe deeply in and out. And we are awake and we've come back from our journey.
Oh.
welcome back, everybody, to Free Energy Healing. I am Jenny Satori Davis, and thank you for your patience and for going on that journey with me. I hope you liked it. Yes, I am going to go to the phone lines like in 2 seconds now. I know. We always run so – I always run so long on this stuff. And anyway, before I go to the phone lines, I just want to play my disclaimer, and it's 2 seconds, and I'll be right back with you.
This show is not meant to be a substitute for professional medical attention. It won't treat, cure, or diagnose any illnesses. If you are sick, in an emergency situation, or in pain, please see a doctor.
As my friend would put it, see a doctor, yo. So anyway, welcome back. Yes, we're going to go to the phone lines. I have like a bunch of you, and it's hard for me because I really want to help everybody. So we'll do the best we can, and I'm going to go by spirit. I know that somebody in the chat room had, I think, mentioned their area code, if I can scroll back up and see. I can't find... Somebody did say that, but I'm just going to go by spirit. We're going to pick up the first call, so get ready. Area code 917. We breathe in the roses, and we blow out the candles, so we get ready to get on the air, and I'm going to pick you up right now. Area code 917.
Hello, Jenny.
Hi there. You're live.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're
my name
welcome.
I'm calling from New York, and I guess I was calling in for an energy healing.
Awesome. What can I do for you tonight exactly?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm contributing to upping my frequency, trying to tap in, asking my guides for assistance, trying to manifest some new things into my life. So anything that can aid that energy is greatly appreciated.
Okay. All righty. So because we want to be as specific as possible, we've heard this when we're trying to manifest with, you know, things in the universe, the law of attraction. It's like, if I can wave a magic wand, what is it that you really want right now?
Oh, I'd like to be doing something professionally. I'd like to be doing something professionally that's sort of creative. I don't know if that's specific enough, you know, just a new pivot to something else. Me using some of my talents right now. I'm not doing anything creative. It's just keyboard, stuff like that. So I'm starting to try to write some little stories I have. So, I don't know. Is that not specific? Because it's pretty vague.
No, that's
still
perfect. That's perfect. We want to create a synergy, a spark here to do those things and more. I got it now. Thank you. That helps. Mm-hmm. And that you're really creating something, speaking it too. You know, I think that words are definitely energy, you know. So let me see what I can do. Have you heard me before, how I work? It's going to be just silence for a little bit while I do this. Okay?
Okay, that sounds good to me. Mm-hmm.
All right. So just if you, you know, no driving or anything, and just kind of relax for a minute, and I'll be right back with you. Alrighty, my friend. I have just went and worked for that specific thing that you asked for, and I got the message, which happens often, head and heart. And I went to the head and the heart, and they need to work together more. If there's any disconnect between what the heart wants and what the mind asks for, it's a little more difficult. So I tried to just, you know, give it a little nudge there, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. You have a great night.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, so I love that. I love when, you know, it does happen quite often that either I channel a message that's even more important than an energy healing or anything like that, and that's how I work, you know. So, all right, we're going to go to the next caller. I'm drawn to you, my friend. We're going to, so get ready. It's Smell the Roses. Blow out the candles for area code 860. So I'm going to come to you, get to your phone.
Hi,
860, you're live. Hi there. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. That, oh, the meditation, the music, everything was amazing. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it. What can I do for you tonight?
I would love a healing, please.
Okay, I have to ask you this. I'm so sorry, but are you over 18?
62, thank you.
You're 62? You're kidding, right? You are?
No, I am.
That is so awesome. Oh, my God. I didn't mean to, like, insult you, but it sounds like it was a compliment. So that's good, because that's always iffy. But I have to, like, mind my P's and Q's around here. So I had to ask, right? So what can I help you with tonight specifically?
I am loaded with grief from my son, my grown son, not being in my life and losing my medical service dog. I'm just so laden with grief. I would like to.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Of,
oh, thank you. I kind of actually have a real broken heart from it.
Mm-hmm. And so physically, there's something wrong there too, or is it just emotionally?
It's physically wrong there now too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've seen that a lot, you know, where it's just, it goes hand in hand, and our body definitely gets affected from these things and these traumas, and my goodness. So I suppose I could work on the grief, and in addition to your heart, your actual heart, and the two are definitely connected, as we just said. Now, when you say grief, can you, and it's not to be personal, I ask these questions so that we can really try and pinpoint and put it right out there to our, my helping spirits and yours. So when you say grief, how does that manifest for you besides the heart issues?
Immense sadness. He's my only son, and that little service dog was with me every second for almost 17 years.
Oh, he's my so gosh.
So connected.
And if you don't mind me asking, when did you lose your son?
Maybe 8 years in September.
Oh, God bless you. And it's not something that you could just move on from, even with the time. There's no time in grief, you know. Yeah, okay. All right, well, I'm going to do my absolute best for you. Have you ever heard me work before?
No, I have not.
Okay, so what's going to happen is there is going to be complete silence while I work with you. I've tried to play music, and it's just so distracting for all of us. So I need it to be as pure as we can. So I'm going to, you can just either sit or lie down, okay? And I will give you some of the universal energy, and we'll get back to you and see how you're feeling. Okay?
Okay, ready. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. Hang on now. Okay, sweetheart, how are you feeling?
Warm, soothing.
That is excellent. You know, again, with a message for you, you know, it's hard to really get this sometimes, but he would never want you to be in pain and suffer, not one bit. He wants you to go on and be happy with your life, and he sees that for you. That'll happen. That will happen, but, you know, these things, there's energy that I can give, and it could create that spark, but, you know, you're going to be okay, my friend, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you for blessing me tonight.
You're so welcome. You be blessed. Have a very good night.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. God bless. God bless. Okay. Shoot. All right, next caller. I get a little bit overwhelmed. Actually, if you don't mind, so I'm just going to take some water. Sorry. Yeah, and you know, I appreciate the people in the chat room. I try not to look because it does distract me. I'm already easily distracted like a cat. But I appreciate that they are all sending the last caller love. And, you know, to hold space for someone is so important and so sacred. And in shamanism, what we do is we see people at their best. And often with the healing, that is what transpires, you know, we go on the journeys and we see them as their true essence, their true light, the most beautiful, you know, without any of these physical things that we kind of collect as we go on, you know. So see this person in her best light and see her, you know, begin to build her life back up again and hold that space for her. As will I. Okay, so with that, we're going to go back here and see the next caller, which is area code 415. I didn't tell you to breathe in the roses and blow out the candles, but I hope you have. Take a breath there, and you're live.
Yes, I have.
Oh, good.
Fine.
How are you doing tonight?
I am hanging in there. It's not a bad thing, but I just moved 2 days ago, so it's very, now that I've landed, it's all the exhaustion is, you know, hitting me of the past month and need a pick-me-up or, you know, be able to relax next couple days and
absolutely
settling in.
Yeah, you need to just say, you got to tell your mind and your body, or which, either or both,
yes,
that yeah, it's
and
time to relax now. I got through that.
Yes,
you know.
Yes.
Sometimes they don't work well together. I know. So, yeah, I could totally do that. Have you ever heard me work before, or have you heard the other calls? I just kind of do this in silence.
Yes, I've called in with you before.
Excellent. Okay. So you know the protocol, you know the deal. Just get comfortable and we'll see if we can get the body and mind and spirit to just say everything is going to be okay. And everything is all in due time, because even with the boxes around us and others, more stuff to do, it doesn't matter. It's time to rest. Right? No pressure.
Right.
Yeah, I get
so
these channels sometimes. Yeah, exactly. All right, so just hang tight, relax, and I will see what I can do. Okay?
Okay.
And we'll start now. Okay. Okay, my friend, how do you feel?
I'm good. I'm, you know, kind of on purpose. I'm walking through a park during your show, so I
can just
sit outside. I'm outside, and I took my shoes off, and I felt through my legs. Actually, I kind of felt the energy going down.
Yeah. Oh, very good, very good. Because I did go, you know, it's like these muscles that we don't even realize. They have to relax too. That's good. That's, you're sensitive to energy, obviously.
Yeah.
So, I hope it helps you to sleep tonight and not worry so much. I mean, it's just a normal thing, especially with moving. It's kind of hectic, but I'm sure you're going to do amazing. You know, and get it done, you know, and it's no rush. Just saying.
Thank you. I need to hear that. I'll keep listening.
Yep.
Thanks so much.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling. All righty. And we got 6 minutes. I'm going to pick up one more caller, I think. Let's go by spirit again here. I'm getting a little bit slap happy from my own energy. So here we go. Just breathe in the roses and blow out the candles. 757, I'm going to come to you right now.
Oh,
757,
hello.
You're live.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi
there. How you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, are you on your speaker or something? It's kind of hard to hear.
Oh.
Like, there's a lot of distraction noise. Can you, jump off your... Okay.
Can you hear me better now?
Oh, my God. Thank you. That would drive me batty. Okay, so thank you. Can I do
this
for you
tonight? This is Rachel.
Oh, it's Rachel? What the hell?
Yeah.
I was drawn to you. Hey, what do you want?
Well,
what? This is my friend, so I could say it. I could go, what the heck do you want? You
know? I was still, in an extreme amount of pain, and I was hoping you could help me out again.
Absolutely. Okay. I have my real healing wings on tonight, so it could be a good thing. So... Is this, just describe it for us again so we could get in there.
Okay.
Where is the pain exactly?
It's kind of shifted because now it's solely in my lower back and it starts, pain is on the right side, but it radiates all the way over. So it's like my entire lower back, but that's the only place I'm in pain, but it's just centered there now. So it's like, really bad.
Oh, now, so to me, it sounds like it really wants to leave and it's having a hard time getting out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen that happen sometimes. Yeah. And sometimes though with energy too, it gets kind of concentrated in one spot and that's where rapid movement and stuff really could help, but not if you're in pain like that. That's kind of hard to do, you know? So I don't blame you. I get it. All right. So as we heard and you know, my friend Rachel, I'll do this in silence and we'll see what we can do. So we're going to go for the back entirely. Now, when you say lower back, is it more towards the kidneys or lower than that?
I would say it's around the kidney area.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to try with one go. And sometimes, you know, the thing is with pain for me, when I do this, it's easier for me to gauge and know if I've done anything or if I need to do more to help. So think about the pain level now. If it's 1 to 10, how bad is it right now?
I would say it's 7.
Okay. All right, so we'll start from there and see what we can do. So I will just do that now, and I'll be right back to you, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, shoot. I wasn't quite done, but I have the 90-second warning that the show live is going to be over. So anyone that wants to call in and listen to the end of this, this is actually my last call, unfortunately, that I'm going to take tonight. You can absolutely see me next Monday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Otherwise, how you doing, Rachel?
I'm good. I'm doing it. Actually, I could, like, you feel it like kind of like rubbing it out, and it like I felt it like halfway in my back, and then you started talking.
I know. I'm so sorry. It's like they told me 90 seconds in my ear, and I'm like, yeah. So, all right, we're gonna go back to that. But I want to thank you guys so much that were in the chat, and my friends here, Rachel, who's on the phone here, and Corrine, who is just unbelievable. She go to purpleplates.com and get yourself a purple plate. But anyway, I had commercials uploaded and we just didn't have time. But I really appreciate you guys. And we are going off the air right now, but we're going to just finish up with Rachel right now. And the lady's like, 10 seconds. All right. So we're fine now. Let me go back to you, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. All righty. How you feeling now?
It actually, like, it does feel a lot better. That's actually why I called in, because it worked so well, like, the first time you did it. At least, like, it worked for about, like, 12 hours, and then I was back in pain again. But it's, like, moved up, so I knew it was trying to work itself out. And I saw Corrine said that you had your thing going, so I was like, oh, let me see if I can get in, and if not, I'll message her.
Hey, yeah, that's what I'm here for, you know, and we could, you know, sometimes these things are emotional, Rachel. I've seen that sometimes, or, you know, it's how we're sleeping and we keep re-injuring. There's so many things, but either way, right now, I'm glad that it's helped you. What would you rate it now, just for our little gauge meter?
Oh, yeah, it's at, like, a 3 now, and, like, because I try to take it easy
That's
today,
great.
But with a 2.5-year-old, it's hard, so I actually spent, like, all day at the park, like, running around, and by the time I was done, I, like, couldn't walk, so I was, like, so happy to see that you were on air. I was like, okay, I'm going to try to see if she can help, because, yeah, I feel a lot better now, so, yeah.
Yay. I'm glad, but you are my friend, full disclosure, on my radio show, you know, and so... but that's okay. I'm glad you called in, but for other people, you know, just so they know, you know, and feel free, Rachel, to hit me up, okay? I'm just saying, I'd like to help you more is what I'm saying, okay?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, and I won't make a habit of calling into your radio show, so I won't
take
up your time.
No, thank you for the support. Like, that's amazing. I feel very loved and supported, and that's so important when we're doing this stuff, and you know that. So
good.
Thank you so much. All right, let me just end my show, so I'm going to put you back on hold.
Okay.
All right, awesome. All right, thank you guys for being here. I will be here next Monday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. I'm sorry to those I didn't get to, but maybe I'll just have to extend the show and so on, and we will reconvene. And do take great care of yourselves. Bye now.